Head Residence, how may I help you?
Hello, I'm calling from National Opinion Service. I'm conducting an opinion survey. I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and nation. Your individual answers are confidential. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Hmm?
No.
Are you 21 or older and registered to vote?
I am registered to vote, and I'm over 21.
Okay. How old are you?
I'm in my 70s.
Okay. I know this is still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
It is my goal to vote.
Definitely. All right. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
African American.
Okay. Just one moment.
Hello?
All right. Just one moment.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns some people says they want the president and Congress more focused on. For each, I want you to rate this on a scale of 0 to 10. How important of an issue it is for you to have them focus on. Use then 10 if it's the most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, and 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first one is protecting abortion and reproductive rights.
8.
Protecting Social Security and Medicare.
10.
Eliminating foods deserts in our communities.
Eliminating what?
Eliminating food deserts in our communities.
8.
Fighting inflation and improving the economy.
7.
Okay. And now, thinking about race relations in America today, do you think are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse for black
getting
people?
Getting worse. Getting worse. Okay.
Do you believe that health outcomes in general in African-American community are better, worse, or about the same? Oh, yeah, you answered that already. No. Okay, which of the following do you feel are having the most negative impact on the African-American community? You can select up to 2. Ketamine, ecstasy, and other party drugs, vaping, cigarettes, marijuana, and other cannabis products, alcohol, heroin, cocaine, meth, and crack, opioids, and fentanyl.
Opioids and alcohol.
Okay. I want to ask your opinion on something called tobacco harm reduction. Tobacco harm reduction is public health strategy focused on lowering the health risks associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence education, and moving adult who can or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. Do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction will improve health outcomes in the African-American community?
I disagree.
Eh? And you somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Somewhat disagree.
All right. Now I'd like to ask you to rate your familiarity with several different smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. For each, tell me if you're very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not familiar at all with the product, e-cigarettes
or
B?
Most products I'm not familiar with because I'm not a smoker. Now, I've heard of cigarettes, but.
All right. Okay. Just one moment. I'd like to give you additional information about smoking today in America. As you may know, smoking rates have gone down consistently for decades. About 30 million American adults are still smoking today. That's about 1 in 9 adults. Smoking remains the leading cause of preventable death, causing for nearly 500,000 Americans' lives lost each year. That's about 1 in 5 deaths. And quitting is hard for adults who smoke. Only 1 in 10 who try to quit smoking are successful. Many have instead successfully switched from cigarettes, the most harmful form of tobacco, to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives. After hearing this, what would you say is the primary reason for those changes? The options are: introduction of smoke-free alternatives to cigarettes to the market, more government restrictions and bans, cost of smoking has gone up, more educational and anti-tobacco advertising.
More restrictions.
Okay. Now I'm going to read you two statements some people have made about cigarette smoking. Please tell me which you agree more. Statement A. The federal government should do more to meet people where they are and promote less harmful alternatives to smoking. We know that cigarettes are a major health risk and that people should quit. But that may not be immediately possible for the nearly 30 million American adults who still smoke. Smoke-free tobaccos and nicotine alternatives pose less health risk to adults who smoke and those around them until they are willing or able to quit entirely. Statement B. The federal government cannot and should not promote anything related to nicotine or tobacco. Smoking rates have declined dramatically in the last few decades, and very few of us are still exposed to smoking in our daily lives. Vaping is not safer, and it has already become an epidemic that we will be dealing with for decades to come.
B.
Okay, the statement B, you strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Strongly agree.
All right. And would you say vaping, and would you say that vaping is more or less harmful to health and than smoking cigarettes?
I have no idea.
Okay. Now I'm going to read you some statements people have made about smoking and the importance of smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives to cigarettes. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree, with statement 5 means that you somewhat agree with the statement, and 0 that means you do not agree with the statement at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. First statement is, when someone is overdosing on opioids, their lives may be saved by using another drug like naloxone or Narcan. This drug doesn't cure their addiction, but it saves their life. And we hear about opioid deaths every night on the news. But smoking kills 5 times as many people as opioids, and the FDA is choosing to ignore the science that shows there are less harmful alternatives that adults who smoke could be using. We should take the same approach with cigarettes. We take with the other drugs that get a lot more media coverage.
Strongly agree.
Okay. Medical professionals who should have access to scientific information on smoke-free tobacco products that can save hundreds of thousands of lives have responsibility to inform and educate their adult patients who smoke about smoke-free products. It's important for patients across all communities to have access to this type of information from trusted sources like doctors and nurses.
Eight.
Okay. Let's be clear. When we talk about giving adults who smoke the choice to switch to less harmful alternatives, we are not saying that they should quit. They shouldn't quit. Quitting all tobacco and nicotine is the best choice for adults who currently smoke, and we should continue to educate everyone on the risk of tobacco and use and support cessation efforts for people who smoke. But not everyone is able to quit, and some people may just choose not to. that doesn't mean we should leave them to die. We can encourage people to quit and still provide adults who smoke with less harmful alternatives until they do.
Eight.
All right. Sometimes, over the course of the survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you did not. But I'd like to ask you again, do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction, the public health strategy focused on lowering the health risk associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence, education, and moving adults who can or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products will improve health outcomes in the African-American community?
No.
Okay. Do you somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Strongly disagree.
Thank you. In the past 30 days, have you used any of these following products? Oral nicotine pouches?
No, I don't smoke, so I don't do anything to stop smoking. I've never smoked.
All right. Okay. Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I have two master's degrees.
Okay, two master's degrees. Just one moment. Are you married or married, living
married.
With a partner? Okay. Do you have any children, 18 years? Okay, just let me ask you, do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living
no.
in your house? No. All right. Which of the following best describes how you think of current economic situation, of your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, or low income?
Middle class.
All right. How would you describe there are where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
Suburban, probably.
Okay. Do you identify as a member of the
No.
All right. Regardless of how you previously voted, do you think yourself as Democrat, Republican,
Democrat.
Or independent? Okay. You're a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
Okay. And in the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald? Okay. And if the 2024 election for president were held today? Okay. Okay, this concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Have a good night.
You too. Bye.